Let me welcome Dr. Robin Ganser. She is the CEO and the president of American Humane. She's a speaker. She's an author. And I know you have a book, Mission Metamorphosis, Leadership for a Humane World, which we can also talk about. But I want to talk about Escape from Extinction, which is this documentary produced by American Humane. So first off, what is American Humane?
Oh, hi, Jenny. And I'm Hello. So glad you love animals as much as we
love.
Do. So that's
oh my
wonderful.
God.
Yes, I love them. Mm-hmm. And I love your opening tune. I want to meet that swan. That's mm-hmm. for sure. And I want to meet Major and Champ, our president-elect's new dogs. I can't,
oh,
our dogs.
So
I can't
great.
Wait to meet them.
They I know.
Are gorgeous. Absolutely.
Yep. Gorgeous.
Well, Jenny, they are. American Humane is our country's oldest national humane organization. So we were founded way back in 1877 when our country was coming to terms with the devastation post-Civil War, trying to define
wow.
compassion and caring and love. And American Humane has stood for every single major protection that we take for granted today for animals. This
mm-hmm.
organization founded and promulgated. So I'm really proud to have been the CEO now for 10 years.
Wow. That's a long time. That's your,
yes.
yeah, that's, and this documentary came about, which it's about extinction and conservation. And I learned all sorts of things I didn't know. I didn't know really the story of Kiko, the killer whale, which is so sad and so tragic. I didn't know about those adorable ferrets that look like dogs. I mean, I kid, the faces on those ferrets that are near extinction, I forget what kind of ferret they are, but oh my God, it was like a complete serotonin boost. Also sad watching the documentary because obviously we have to work harder and these animals shouldn't be close to extinction, but the baby cougars, there's like yeah. There was one where they were like snorting at the camera. Like, honestly, it's a serotonin boost. It's like,
yes.
you see these animals and I just wanted to jump through the screen and cuddle them, which is totally the wrong thing to do. But explain where people can see the documentary and also why you did it, what the purpose of it is, and how people can get involved.
Yes, absolutely, Jenny. First of all, thanks so much for watching the documentary. It's been a labor of love now for 2 years plus. You know, American Humane has been in the conservation space for years. But as we were thinking about the top issues going into, the past few years, it's the potential loss of 1 million species in our lifetime. We're talking about the sixth mass extinction because us humans have not been good stewards of the earth. This is a terrible catastrophe when we think about the loss of species in our lifetimes. The megafauna that we think of, the elephants, the lions, the tigers, the polar bears, those are keystone megafauna species, but there's other species. 40% of all amphibians are even at risk of mass extinction right now. So I created this film. It was, again, a vision, a labor of love to actually tell the story and also to provide for solid science-based information on what we can and should be doing. We should be creating communities of change around conservation that bring collaboratives together to work to really save species. And great zoos and aquariums are
mm-hmm.
doing great things today. We have to support them to do even more. And so this film it sheds the light on a lot of misinformation that's been out there, particularly over the past 5 to 6 years about what zoos and aquariums are doing. And many
yeah.
of them, the top ones, are doing great things to save lives and save
entire
species.
And that's the point. Right. And that's
yes.
the point because we, you talk about, I guess it is these ferrets that people thought were extinct in the late 70s, right? And then
yes.
late in the 80s, a farmer stumbled upon a whole group
yes.
of them, like a small group. And then mm-hmm. that's where conservation has stepped in.
Absolutely. We've got that story. We've got the story of the cockapoo, which is the flightless
little
Amazon bird. Wasn't that so cute? We've got so many great
cute.
Stories.
Yes, Absolutely. And they're all so cute. Yes. Well, that's
yes.
the thing. Like, you see that, and that's... That's where, as I was watching it, I was saying like, and I guess maybe it's a really good documentary for people who don't have sort of an affinity for animals. I think some of us are born with it. I mean, since I was a small child, I always loved, and you know, I'd be on the ground with any stray, anything, because I just felt comfortable with animals. But even if you're not, watching this kind of gets you back. It gives you a feeling like you want to help them because they're also
Absolutely.
Appealing. The story of Kiko, the killer whale,
mm-hmm.
So this was, there was that movie Free Willy that was based on Kiko. And this is a whale that lived to 27, and whales in the wild usually live till like 35, killer whales. And then in captivity, they live much shorter typically than 20, even 27. But Kiko was in captivity and then was wrongfully in a way released because wasn't prepared.
Well, absolutely. So first of all, when an animal is born in human care, they don't have any of the natural abilities. It's like letting your golden retriever free, right? Yep. To run out and find for himself. In fact, the word captivity is a powerfully strong word, and it actually is used to misinform people about these animals. And I think that's very important. We would never say our golden retriever's in captivity, right? And so there was a push to free Willy, actually Keiko, and to allow him to go free, but Keiko had none of those skills. He was not at all, didn't have any natural ability to go and find food. And basically, misinformed folks allowed him to starve to death. And that's a story that we highlight, is we have to go back to true science, true experts in the space to help us define these roles with animals that we have. I want to go back to Jenny and tell all of our listeners about where we can see the film. The film is now is playing this week in several film festivals, the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival. So you can go right on their site. Now that they're all virtual, you can get a pass to that. Ojai Film Festival, Boulder Film Festival. We're just film festival week. In fact, we're so proud that we were just told yesterday that this film won the LA Doc Film. So we're really proud of that serious Environmental Film Award that we've just won actually yesterday.
So I mean, it's narrated by Helen Mirren.
Yes. Yes. We were so lucky that she said, yes, she has a huge heart for animals. And Jenny, she really wanted to make sure that people understood Susan Aquariums are doing good things. So she saw this film as an opportunity to set the record straight.
Right, because sometimes there's that feeling like you go to a zoo and you feel depressed, like because it feels like these animals should be somewhere other than the zoo. And I'm sure there are certain certain times where that might be true, but the real conservationist zoos are saving certain species from being extinct. And why does it matter so much that we keep this wide variety of species?
We're talking about the circle of life and biodiversity. So as we talk about in the film, there can be a keystone species. For example, the wolf. We talk about the gray wolf in Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. And look at all the species in that cycle, in that circle of life that one wolf impacted. And we go through a case study of what that looks like. And that's powerful. So one species can make a huge difference in the biodiversity in that community, in that area. Really, really incredibly important. And, you know, too, what I wanted to say as well is that, you know, we talk about bad zoos in this film, too. Bad zoos are horrible, and they give all the other good institutions a black eye. And we really wanted to make sure we pointed out to the fact the Tiger King, and that is a mess. And those zoos should not exist. But good zoos and aquariums, when you look for one that's certified or accredited, are actually providing great conservation programs, and they're saving entire species.
Okay, when you talk Tiger King, Carol Baskin, did she or did she not kill her husband? I'm kidding. Do you?
I don't know.
No, I know. But Carol Baskin's an interesting character analysis in a way about conservation. Is what she does okay, or is she sort of walking this line because of all of her involvement in the Michigas of this? You know, these all, because the other people are horrible. I mean, Doc Antle and Joe, that's why they're getting in trouble. But, also it was just horrible to watch. I mean, entertainment, but just the worst kind. And I watched it like anybody else and was obsessed with it and felt terrible for these big cats because how could you not? So someone like her, does she become a sympathetic figure to you in a way, or do you feel like she's not doing the job that she really should be doing?
Well, I have to go back to our main premise, and that is that the world's top scientist, ethicist, conservationist promote the activities at good zoos and aquariums. And those good zoos and aquariums are accredited and they're certified. And I don't believe her facility is accredited or certified. I could be
That's
wrong,
right.
but I don't know
That's
her.
Right.
And we there certainly don't certify her.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And that's the thing. I mean, I think that there has to be standards with all sorts of animal things. And I actually am going to be discussing with the vet who's coming up in a little bit. Like I was reading online about now they have teeth cleaning listed on the web for dogs, anesthesia-free teeth cleaning. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking into this, and I'm looking because I have 5 dogs, and one of them is going to be 16 in 2 weeks, so I'm not cleaning her teeth. That ship has sailed, and we're just lucky every day that we have her, mm-hmm. and she's been sick, and she's doing much better. She had like a weird pneumonia in the past 2 weeks, and my vet really saved her. Yeah, she's okay. She's, you know, it's all good. But my 4 little dogs, you know, I want to clean their teeth, and I hate putting them under, but I looked this up, and it's not really a licensed situation. It's not veterinarians. It's not, you know, I don't know that it's so good to do that. And mm-hmm. and I think there has to be accreditation and sort of licensing and protections for mm-hmm. our animals and our domesticated animals, our pets. Because otherwise you could hand them over to somebody who doesn't have any real knowledge of what to do if the wrong thing gets stuck in the dog's mouth, or if they don't actually clean the right place, or if there's an abscess. That's a disaster.
Absolutely. It's a huge disaster. And American Humane is the largest certifier of animals around the world. I don't know if you know that, but we have multiple programs where we certify animals in various working environments. Right now, we certify through American Humane Conservation, zoos and aquariums, the best ones around the world. We're the largest farm animal certifier. So we actually certify like 95% of cage-free eggs in our country, which is amazing. Oh, wow. Yeah. We certify animals working in film and entertainment. We have an animals and transportation program, on and on. You have to be able to certify and prove good animal welfare based on solid science. And I don't know about the anesthesia. The relationship always begins for me with the animals, with the veterinarian.
Me
what
too.
Does the animal
right, of
doctor
course.
Say?
Mm-hmm. That's what I do. I'm not relying on sort of a something mm-hmm. on the internet. You know, I want to make sure that my dogs are always safe. I think it's interesting what you said, that like the Labrador in captivity, the Golden Retriever in captivity, mm-hmm. we just balk at that.
No, it's just the power of words, right? And again, we have to have the good work of conservation happening with zoos and aquariums, because that is saving entire species. And I think when we see something like Escape from Extinction, it allows us to have wonderful conversations. And I love the fact that film features so many of the world's top experts, John Paul Rodriguez, on mm-hmm. and on.
Who's the one that looks like Penn Jillette? You know Penn and Teller?
I do. That actually is John Paul Rodriguez.
That's him. Okay.
IUCN.
He looks like Penn Jillette.
Yes, he does.
I was like, why is Penn in this movie? I'm confused. And he's got a different accent. But then I realized.
He does.
It's
but
not
he's
Penn.
One of the top conservationists.
Like yeah.
Yes. Yeah, very like funny. That. I didn't think about that till now.
Now you're not going to be able to unthink it. I have ruined your day. But sorry. let's talk about Mission Metamorphosis, which is your book, Leadership for a Humane World. And so talk about this book and how, because this is about creating your own success and sort of how you did it and how anybody else can as well.
Yes. So this actually, and here's the book right here. I love this story because 10 years of working at American Humane. So what it does is it tells the animal stories, the kind of impact we're able to have, like saving military dogs, bringing them home from serving in the battlefields in the theaters on terror, right? And they bring them home and reunite them with their battle buddy. 10 years of Hero Dog Awards, creating the first service dog program for wounded warriors with PTS and TBI, ongoing rescue work from fires and floods and all of that. And what that takes is a great amount of strategy. It takes incredibly well, you know, executed plans. It also takes financial resources. It creates a need for a great solid culture for everyone to be fully motivated around the mission, ethical leaders driven with purpose. And so we decided to write is the story, because it's the story of the transformation of American Humane over the past decade. It's talks about the work of doing good, social good, making transformation happen, transformative social change, and doing so smartly. We think a lot of the lessons that we put in this book is actually so applicable today because so many nonprofits are now struggling with the headwinds of the pandemic. So I'm hoping that a nonprofit leader can pick up this book, of course, read the animal stories, which I think really drive me to do this work to begin with, but learn from our lessons learned and to pick up some tips to where they can help to restructure their own missions, their mm-hmm. own programs for success so they can survive the pandemic.
These yeah, I love that.
Do great work around the world. And this book, Mission Metamorphosis, talks about our mission metamorphosis of American Humane and allows nonprofit leaders to help drive social change in their area of work.
And so I love this, a proponent of the Five Freedom Test to mm-hmm. determine the state of an animal's welfare. So touch on that.
So the Five Freedoms is a social contract that humans and animals have. And it was really codified back in the 60s over in the UK. It really talks about the freedom from pain, distress, ability to exhibit natural behaviors. Those are the Five Freedoms, really. There's a whole list. And what that Five Freedoms does is define our social contract. And Jenny, as we look at the pandemic, what we're really mm-hmm. talking about is a broken social contract between people, animals, and the world we share. That caused COVID-19. The wet right. markets in Wuhan caused COVID-19. The previous pandemics that we had that fortunately were not as bad as COVID-19
is.
But this is a body slam to every community, the world. And it's because of the broken social contract with animals and people in the world we share. So go back and looking at the Five Freedoms, American Humane proposed what we call the New Deal. The New Deal for animals, people in the world we share is a 10-point policy plan that we've developed out of the learnings from the pandemic. And we've actually sent it to every single policy leader in our country at the federal level. We've also sent it to 100 world leaders. It's an opportunity for us to have a dialogue about coming out of COVID-19. What can we do to make sure that we fix and repair and uplift the contract between animals and people?
And I think that that's really important. I mean, it's just so simple. Animals should be free from pain, free from fear, free from discomfort, free from hunger, and free to express natural behaviors. I think it's just such a simple way to look at it. And if you're somebody who has an animal or has a dog or has a cat, look at this list, look at this like simple contract of the, and think about how you treat your animals. I mean, I say that as I'm hearing one of my dogs complaining right now downstairs because it's bath day in the hut house and she does not like bath day. She gets all out of whack for the entire day because she's the first bath of the day, so she gets it over with, but she's like champing at the bit when she sees her sisters then go. It's really, but that's the kind of discomfort she can weather. Yeah.
She may also have heard something about dental cleaning. She heard mom say something about dental cleaning.
I don't know. Maybe Robin, maybe,
yes,
but that little princess is just, these dogs are treated better than my children. And they'll tell you the same thing. My kids will say that's great. I like the dogs better, which I don't, I like everybody. That's my whole thing. I try not to rank in my house. But I think it's a really important work that you do. American Humane is what is the website?
AmericanHumane.org. And you go right there and you can download our new deal, which I think is a really important policy document.
Yeah. So do that. And then I'm sure there's links all over the place, to watch Escape from Extinction. So you can figure out how you can get to see it too. And check out Mission Metamorphosis, Leadership for a Humane World, because I think that we need to treat animals and humans better. So there you go. Thank you for being on my show. You're on Twitter at Robin Ganzert. You're not on Instagram, correct?
American Humane is. So you'll see us on Instagram.
Perfect.
There.
Perfect. Thank you for being on my show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jenny. Take care.
All right. Take good care.
Turn your radio up to 50. There's more Just Jenny with Jenny Hutt next. Call us 888-94-STARS. That's 888-947-8277.